1-800-237-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, boy, there are so many things I want to talk with you about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So little time, 2 hours a week here on GCN. So that's why we got 10 additional hours during the week, Monday through Friday, through National News Radio. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. In studio, Danny Penzella from truthsquad.tv. We've got a new documentary film being produced on the issue of cannabis, its medicinal and nutritive qualities, the politics, the economics, all of these things to raise consciousness, awareness, and get back to the reality that your food is your medicine is your food, and government should have nothing to do with it because they screw it up. And whether you lefties out there think Obama was going to be so great, now perhaps you're awake enough to recognize that those that were considered, well, hardcore conservatives or libertarians, they were right. That government was the enemy of freedom, of liberty. And I know it's a hard thing. You can cry when we're off the air about it. But wake up, become an adult, step into a larger room, and recognize that you are fully capable of taking care of you and your family without government interference. And if you want to help others, help them. Hold your hand out and help them. Don't force anybody else to do it. They don't know how to do it like you do. You know what you can do to help. Don't wait around. Don't sit around with your thumb up your... Never mind. Get out there and help them with what you know to do. But until you're truly sovereign, health sovereign, food sovereign, if you understand, you are dependent upon some other entity. Like, you didn't build that. You didn't grow that. Tell the farmers, you didn't grow that. Well, it's because your government guns came in and nearly killed me because I was growing something that my ancestors grew that could actually provide for a great nutritional, what we call it, renaissance here in America. Omega-3 essential fats are, you know, one of the least, even though the most important in some ways, benefits to the cannabis plant. So we're talking cannabis today, and we've got this out very excited to bring up Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, my dear friend from naturalnews.com, of course, National News Radio during the week as well, bringing out the information that is suppressed by other media outlets. It flows freely here, and we're grateful to Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Welcome, my friend. We also have Danny Penzella, a documentary filmmaker, working on another film to raise awareness on the cannabis issue, so I've got him in studio. Mike, I'm so glad to have you on board.
Awesome. Great to join you today. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a terrific issue. And Mike, you and Natural News have gone a long way to do the impossible, you know, to uncensor the censored. And in fact, I've referenced a number of articles that were up on Natural News about the medicinal and nutritive benefits of cannabis. What's the feeling out there? Because you know, we've got listeners on the left and the right. You've got readers on the left and the right. What do you sense is the trend here about the awareness of cannabis as opposed to the criminalization and the propaganda that made us all think, ooh, that's an evil devil weed?
Well, it's very clear that there is consensus among people of both the left and the right that medical marijuana should be legalized and regulated. And in a related issue, more importantly, industrial hemp should be legalized for farmers to grow. And I think these issues should go hand in hand. They should both be decriminalized so that our farmers, for one, can actually make money for a change, growing
yes.
something that's not genetically modified. And then, secondly, people can benefit from medical marijuana, and that can also invigorate local economies. for growers to grow the plant, again, regulated by the either the state government or perhaps some federal regulations involved at some level. But they can grow it, they can earn money, they can create jobs, and they can help people who benefit from the medicinal qualities of cannabis. So the other consensus out there, from the people I'm talking to anyway, is that the criminalization of this just makes no sense. And especially the younger crowd, let's say, I don't know, people in their 30s or younger, they can't understand why the people in Washington, who tend to be, you know, on the older side, in their 60s often, in the Senate, for example, why they are still against a medical marijuana and industrial hemp. It just makes no sense, Robert. So that's my estimation of the situation.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't make sense, at one point you wake up and go, it really doesn't make sense. Of course, we are concerned about the regulation, if you will. We know how screwed up the government regulators are. And, of course, we've also talked in terms of what does it mean to regulate or should be make regular as opposed to isolate out of existence in this case. Danny, you're with me in studio. You got Mike Adams on. Now, you know you read Natural News and appreciate what Mike's doing, as do I. Do you have a question for Mike on this subject that would help move things along?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, I really appreciate your work. I've been reading your site for a couple of years now, and so I'm actually really excited to have you on. You know, maybe you could give us, I'm kind of coming into this, I'm very new to cannabis. Maybe you could give us a little bit of a 101 on how cannabis helps or works with our brain receptors to give us the nutritional benefit that it has.
Well, that's a great question, and I'm not a chemist, so I don't know the detailed answer to that. What I know is that the research shows that cannabis works very well for pain control. It's probably far better than the addictive painkillers out there for most pain type of conditions, including chronic pain. But also, it's beyond that. It has some healing properties. So we know that it helps, in a way, modulate the nervous system. We know that you might even call the active constituents in it adaptogens. And we've all heard that term before, adaptogenic herbs or adaptogens. I believe there are adaptogenic chemical constituents in medical marijuana, and that's what's accounting for some of the beneficial effects that we're seeing. But in terms of the actual brain chemistry, sorry, you probably have to ask somebody who's a lot more familiar with neurology that question.
No, it's okay, because there are a lot of nutritive properties that you've covered on Natural News, we've covered here as well, that we know they're not foreign and new, per se, other than when you get into the details of receptor sites, it's a fascinating discussion and journey. But even the omega-3 essential fatty profile of the hemp plant is just extraordinary from a plant-based, vegetarian-based source, whereas we see a lot of the concerns for the omega-3 fats coming from the oceans that may be contaminated with more mercury or even the radiation coming from Fukushima. It opens up a whole other nutritive possibility.
Absolutely. It's also an economic issue. If you really look at the economics of drug criminalization, you see the growing prison system, the population being swept into the prisons to work as slave labor participants for private corporations that run the prisons and now turn out products at slave labor wages that are below what people are making in places like China. So, you know, all this criticism against slave labor workshops in places like China or Indonesia or wherever, the U.S. is doing it at a massive scale. And that what's feeding that system is keeping medical marijuana prohibited, prohibition, in other words. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge economic issue behind all this, even the DEA. Mm-hmm. Why does the DEA exist? It justifies its existence because of the so-called war on drugs. And it then has to make sure that war escalates and escalates so that the DEA can get more power and more funding. But in reality, the whole thing is unnecessary. You legalize marijuana, you shut down the DEA, or at least shrink it down to one-tenth of its current size, and problem solved. There you go.
Yeah, well, you're right. And that's important to come back to the economic issues, because as Danny asked a great question about the science, which is a fascinating point of discovery. We love science, and in some ways I'm a science geek and an egghead, yet I work with homeopathic medicine and herbal medicine, all of these things. Yet all of that, we could have all the peer-reviewed literature in the world come out, and they look at it and they go, well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't count. this is about. It's a drug. And then they just start yelling the same PR that they've been going to kind of convince people. So on one level, the science is great. On the other level, they've been able to outflank that PR for years.
Well, science, as you know today, you almost can't trust anything that, claims to be scientific if it's backed by a corporation or an industry that has a political agenda, which is what the war on drugs is all about. So they hide their lies behind the label of science. There's really no science behind their position. You know, they claimed decades ago that marijuana would make you go crazy. Well, it turns out it just makes you kind of hungry and lazy. And that's not a great thing either. And I'm not an advocate of anybody using marijuana recreationally, but neither do I think those people should be thrown in prison to run the slave labor camps. So we've got to get back to the issue of liberty here. Mm-hmm. Do people have the right to smoke a little weed in their own home, either medicinally or recreationally, without being considered some kind of crazy criminal? And even though I'm against the use of marijuana recreationally, I do think that people should have the choice to do that if that's their choice.
Yeah, I advocate for the recreational use of marijuana by senators, congressmen, and presidents because they'll leave us alone. But other than that, no, you know, I'm with you on that. Listen, we got to take a break shortly here. Mike is going to hang out with us this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Danny Panzella here in studio talking about cannabis. We've got a lot more. Imagine if you could buy, like, you could buy lettuce and salad in the supermarket, or what about even Whole Foods? But is it genetically modified? Well, if you think Whole Foods, it wouldn't be, it couldn't be. Well, there's news for you, and Mike Adams and the National News are bringing that up, breaking some stories and keeping them going even when they're banned by YouTube. So stand by for that. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. I got links to Danny, I got links to Mike, and more right there. So stand by, lots more healing to go. We'll be back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How much of the pharmaceutical industrial complex is threatened by plant medicinals? Pretty much all of it, because everything they claim to be able to do with synthetic patented chemicals, whether it be government sanctioned and patented, or whether it be semi-private or whatever, these monopoly medical groups, all of those things, all of them can be done holistically, naturally, by the use of plant medicinals without intoxicating, poisoning, and killing people. So it becomes a whole different realm of a culture of what we call life. Now, I'm not even getting into the abortion debate. I'm talking a genuine culture of life would support the use of plants as medicine, as food. And that's a big, big topic today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike Adams is with me. Danny Penzella from TrueSquad.tv, also a new documentary film he's working on to raise awareness on this issue. Danny, you're on with Mike Adams. You were going to talk about a little bit of government hypocrisy here going on.
Yeah, well, Mike touched on it before the last break. You know, the government is patenting strains. They've got four or five patients in the United States who the federal government mails joints to every month because they are approved medical marijuana users, and yet the Obama administration has closed down 500 legal medical dispensaries providing medicine that affects people's quality of life. There are people suffering, and I think those 500 were just in California alone. Mm-hmm. So there are people suffering every day, but these five people, I guess they have special political connections that they were allowed, but yet the federal government maintains that its official position is there is no medical use for marijuana. I mean,
except for those five people, of course.
Yeah, it's insane. It's really insane. And then they're going to put people in cages.
Mike, it's incredible.
Total hypocrisy. I mean, Obama, even in his autobiography, he talked about how he smoked all kinds of marijuana, and I think he even mentioned some other substances that he experimented with, but definitely a big marijuana smoker. So, you know, is it his position that if he had been caught smoking marijuana by police when he was younger, that he should be in prison too?
Maybe he should turn himself in.
yeah, he should turn himself in and collect a reward. I'm sure Romney would put a reward out there for that. But yeah, the hypocrisy is so crass and so deep that it's infuriating. If medical marijuana works for some humans, it probably works for large numbers of humans, not just those with special privileges, just like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the control over it, it's all about power and control. This is just one topic, albeit a big one and an important one, because it may be able to work the necessary rollback of the power of the federal government to dictate, for instance, or as I said, to criminalize or outlaw or ban or destroy a plant. As I said, if they can destroy one life form, what's the big deal? They could destroy you as a life form. I mean, come on. It's not that much of a leap, and that's actually what's happening with their sanctioning of the synthetic pharmaceuticals over the use of plant medicinals.
Well, and it's happened before in history. I don't remember the year, but I believe the U.S. Supreme Court ruled at one time that African Americans were, what, two-thirds of a human? Is that
yes.
The right ratio? Do you recall?
Yeah, I think that was the case, and that was for three-fifths, thank you, in the vote for voting, for counting, for that was even before they could vote, just for counting purposes.
Yeah, so the just by decree, the government can say, you're not entirely human, you're not a real person. They can outlaw a plant, they can outlaw people. I mean, remember, before Hitler gassed the Jews, he had laws that said these people are not human. or that they're inferior humans and they need to be exterminated for the benefit of humankind. You got to remember that everything destructive that is done by the government, whether it's foods or genocide or vaccines or you name it, it is done in the name of saving humanity, always, every time.
Yeah. And, of course, we have been victim and prey to that propaganda. And I know we've talked about it today on the show. In my lifetime as a younger Robert Scott Bell, I didn't realize a lot of this, and I believed the lies of the government, medical, military, and media complex. And so many are waking up thanks to the, you know, the writings of Mike Adams and National News to what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And now Danny's moving it forward with a documentary film. And our friends at the 10th Amendment Center are bringing this up time and time again. And at a certain point, we got to realize that this isn't about left and right or Democrat and Republican. Get over it. I'm asking people to grow up on both the left and the right and to get over this idea. As I said over the course of the debate last week while I was out of town, I said, who won the debate? And I think, Mike, you also said this as well. Monsanto won. The Federal Reserve won. The pharmaceutical industrial complex won, because neither of these bozos are going to do anything to change any of that.
Yeah, exactly right. In my article, I said Goldman Sachs won.
Yes.
It's their operatives in power everywhere. This is a whole type of new war, an insidious new stealth war that the likes of which we've never seen on our planet. This isn't a conventional war like World War II or even the Vietnam conflict. Mm-hmm. This is an economic infiltration and takeover of entire nations by agents who work for a cabal of global banksters, and they have almost completed their invasion. It's mm-hmm. virtually, the takeover is almost done.
It's almost done. Now look at something like the initial stages of a Whole Foods, which at some point was a Mrs. Gooch's or a Bread and Circus, and how they engulfed and devoured the wild oats. And they become, even though they had high ideals at the beginning, and we've got that Mackey guy supposedly libertarian at this point, I don't know if he has any control over a Whole Foods. It's done a lot to bring natural products out to more people. We will credit them for that. We love freedom. But now something's gone horribly wrong when they're pink washing in October, which is pink washing for breast cancer and Big Pharma to raise funds to never find a cure that we already know exists, or in the case of genetically modified abominations. What's going on, Mike?
Well, it's a huge story, a bombshell story. In fact, we're publishing a feature article on this later today at naturalnews.com, so you can check that out. But it's based on, well, let me give you the background very quickly. Last week, a group that calls itself the Organic Spies released an undercover investigative video showing Whole Foods employees lying about Whole Foods selling GMOs. They would say on camera, no, Whole Foods doesn't sell any GMOs. Or they would say things like, no, it's against company policy to sell GMOs. Everything here is non-GMO. Well, that's blatantly false. So, in fact, the store sells all kinds of products that contain Monsanto's genetically modified corn, the same corn that was shown in that French study recently to cause an increased risk of cancer tumors in rats. So in responding to this, the Whole Foods CEO, Mackey, wrote on his blog confirming, yes, we do sell GMOs. So it's confirmed. So then following that, the InfoWars team, Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton, two investigative journalists that work for InfoWars, they went out to Whole Foods last Thursday here in Austin, where I'm located and where the Whole Foods headquarters is located. And they went out there and started asking questions of the customers there. And most of the customers weren't even aware that Whole Foods was selling GMO. And then an executive came out and talked to them on camera. And her name is Libba Letton. She's in charge of food safety and investor relations. And then she said on camera that unlabeled genetically modified foods are sold everywhere, and including here at Whole Foods, so it's no different than any other store, which is a shocking statement all by itself. But then the real scandal is when she said this. She said, I don't think that Whole Foods does anything to try and make people think that we don't have food with GMOs in them. Well, why? I'll tell you why that's a scandal when we return this.
Yeah, when we get back from this break. Yeah, we're going to find out why this scandal is going higher and deeper at Whole Foods. Stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. RobertScottBell.com. Mike Adams is in-house. Stand by.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Truth takes it. Here's Robert.
In studio, joined by Danny Panzella from TruthSquad.tv. He's done a lot of great work out there, including Occupy the Fed. Remember, you watch about all these people occupying Wall Street. We're going, you're occupying the wrong place. Occupy the Fed. Danny gets it. He was actually helping to raise awareness about the Raw Milk Freedom Days as well. Of course, on the line, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is here. We're talking about the GMO issue. Both of you, thank you so much for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Good to be here, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. And raising awareness at the level best we can one day a week on GCN, 5 additional days through Natural News Radio. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. We'll be covering this story ongoing as Mike Adams breaking news with Natural News on the issue of Whole Foods. And now you're telling me, Mike, that they're now admitting, well, we don't do anything to make believe, pretend that we don't carry GMOs. So we're innocent because we have never explicitly said as a policy we don't carry GMOs.
Right. Picking up where we left off before the break, a Whole Foods executive claimed on camera in this InfoWars video that she says, I don't think Whole Foods does anything to try and make people think that we don't have foods with GMOs in them. That's an exact word-for-word quote from Libba is her name. Libba Letton is her actual name. Well, it turns out then, Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton, the InfoWars reporters, then found a store, a Whole Foods store in Austin, with a giant 3D logo emblazoned on the side of the store. You can't miss it from the parking lot as you walk in. Guess what that logo says? It says, nothing artificial ever. That's the claim.
Wow.
So Whole Foods is claiming that it sells nothing artificial ever on its stores, even while its executives are openly admitting that the store sells masses of genetically modified foods. So what we have here is a case of blatant false advertising, pure deception, misleading information for the purpose of deceiving consumers, because GMOs are obviously artificial. And how do I know that? I looked up all the definitions of these things. What does artificial mean? What's the definition of a GMO? Well, artificial, let's see, let me find the definition here. The definition of artificial is made by human skill, produced by humans as opposed to natural. Well, when you genetically engineer a crop, that's made by human skill. That's created by humans. The word modified in genetically modified food means modified by humans, engineered in a non-natural way. GMOs are artificial, meaning Whole Foods is committing mass deception, false advertising, and it could be ripe for a class action lawsuit.
Wow. You know, and the thing is, some people go, Mike, why are you picking on Whole Foods? They're part of the natural community. I'm like, dude, they have a responsibility much greater than those we know are deceptive. Come on.
Well, we're not picking on Whole Foods. We expect everybody to act with integrity.
Yes.
You know, this is basic corporate integrity. You know, Whole Foods has a history of deception. Its CEO, John Mackey, back when they were in the process of trying to acquire Wild Oats, Mackey went on message boards and used a fake name to try to say that Wild Oats was wildly overvalued. And this was when Whole Foods was trying to acquire them. And he used a fake name, which was the reversal of the letters of the name of his wife, by the way. And then he even talked about how great he is. He said he admires John Mackey. So he admires himself.
Right.
And this all came out in an FTC investigation. This is a history of the kind of deception that Whole Foods practices, which we're now seeing reflected in its stance on GMOs, claiming nothing artificial ever, while out of the other side of their mouth they're saying, well, yeah, sure, we sell GMOs, doesn't everybody? It's insane.
Mm. Mm. It's an amazing thing. Well, this story is breaking big on natural news right now. Check it out. And, you know, do what you can at the local level. When you walk into a Whole Foods, talk to a manager. Let them know. Rattle or cage. I mean, if they are going to be this outlet. In the meantime, I always say, encourage you to support the mom-and-pop stores out there and grow your own food. Heck, my kids are growing foods that they're selling into the local community as well. This is something that we can all do until, they say, oh, that looks like cannabis, then we're going to ban it. Stand by. Mike Adams on for another segment here, the Health Ranger at robertscottbell.com. Links out to Natural News, as well as more from our friend here on the cannabis, what we call, documentary that's coming out. Danny will be with me again. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right back after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day.
Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Danny Panzella from TruthSquad.tv joins me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with Mike Adams here for a little while longer. Mike, man, oh man, the stories just keep on coming. As you said, you're breaking it out there and putting it in a way that I think it really empowers people, honestly. You know, so much of the media is trying to take away the power from the people. It's hopeless. We're doomed. And this, at the same point, we cover some pretty intense topics. You'll always see things that will plant the seeds, no pun intended, for people's growth and awareness that they have the power not only to heal, but to make these actions and transform the world. Mike, still there?
The trust of customers to come in and buy the foods that they believe to be wholesome and not containing artificial ingredients and not containing GMOs. Now, when that trust is eroded or evaporated, then Whole Foods has no business model. And as I'm predicting in my article published later tonight, I think we could be looking at the downfall of Whole Foods here. If they don't get in front of this issue, an apology and start labeling GMOs and start supporting Proposition 37, for example, they are going to be facing a backlash of anger from customers who feel more betrayed by Whole Foods than they've ever felt betrayed by any other grocer in history. And I think that this claim of nothing artificial ever that Whole Foods is now making, a false claim, it joins many other claims throughout history. For example, better living through chemistry, DuPont, 1935. Or Monsanto in 1944 introduced DDT and claimed DDT is safe to use around humans. Big tobacco executives swore in front of Congress in 1994, nicotine is not addictive. British Petroleum in 2010 said Corexit is safe for aquatic life. And now Whole Foods in 2012 says nothing artificial ever. It's like the hall of fame of corporate lies. And Whole Foods is just the newest entry into that hall of shame, really.
Well, I think the lesson, Mike, that we can take from this is that we can't trust anybody ever. And it is incumbent on all of us to do our own research on every product or every business that we're looking to become consumers of. And, you know, it goes across the board with everything, but especially when it comes down to our health. We really need to be looking at the foods we're eating, look at what's in those foods, who we're buying them from. Can we trust those people? You know, I consume raw milk, and I know my farmer, and I know how he treats his animals. So, you know, we've become lazy as a society, and we just expect, okay, I know I can walk into Whole Foods and I'll buy anything on that shelf, and I know that I'm going to be living healthy. But that's not obviously not the case.
You're exactly right. People have delegated power to Whole Foods, and then they trust Whole Foods, and it turns out maybe they're not buying what they thought they were buying. But isn't that, that's how big government gets bigger, too, when people turn over power to the government to run their lives, right, and to make decisions for them, even about what they should eat, as in New York City with Mayor Bloomberg there. So I think you're right, Danny. When we give up our power, that only ends up haunting us and many times hurting us, because corporations and governments will use that surrender of power against us to grow their own domination and profits and control.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, it hurts to hear it sometimes, but yes, America, we have become, the people of America, we've become lazy. Not the spirit of independence and, you know, that the willingness to go out and learn stuff and take charge. Now we become, you know, the nation of wimps and wussies. A nation of sheep, as Judge Napolitano has called it. And this is you know, all the wake up calls we can do. We got to keep going here to wake those up that are ready. Others that have put their faith in, you know, these big corporations, much less big government, are asking for the trouble that was delivered to them.
Well, yeah, what was really shocking to me about this Whole Foods situation is that many customers had no idea that Whole Foods was selling GMOs, and some customers didn't even know what a GMO was, and many employees thought Whole Foods had a policy against GMOs. And you really have to wonder if that's something that they were trained on. Was this a policy within Whole Foods? And I don't know the answer. I'm just asking this question. Was it a policy to train employees that the company sells no GMOs? And what I suspect is that the culture inside Whole Foods believes so many of their own lies, just like any political party, but especially, you know, the Obama bots out there who believe his lies so wholeheartedly that they want to elect him for 4 more years of lying. But I see that reflected in the Whole Foods culture, where it's like, yeah, we don't sell anything that's bad for you or harmful, and no GMOs, nothing. Well, wait a minute. The last time I was in Whole Foods, I noticed lots of labels with hidden forms of MSG in them, and now the CEO admits they sell GMO all across the store, everywhere across the country.
Incredible. Hey, Mike, listen, I look forward to getting you on the show during the week. Tomorrow we got Nick Gonzalez coming back on, Dr. Rasha Bitar through Natural News Radio. Everybody give a listen. Mike Adams, my dear friend, we love you dearly.
Thanks for having me on, Robert.
Always, always a great pleasure. Check it all out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com, right to Mike Adams, Natural News, and beyond. More with Danny Penzella to wrap up the show today after this.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Wow, so many stories left on the cutting room floor. That's what happens. We got more to cover than we have time to cover it. That's why you listen to the Robert Scadbell Show 6 days a week. And Mike assures me they're getting those archives up. You've been missing them last week through Natural News. They're going to be up tomorrow, Monday. So look out for that after Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and more. Thank you again to Mike Adams. Wrapping it up here, Danny Panzella, your documentary film in the midst of making on the cannabis issue. You're literally trying to transform a lot. I mean, the fact that you did the Occupy the Fed, amazing. That's an awareness that is a bridge too far for a lot of those on the left and even some of those on the right. We've seen that are just, you know, railing against the wrong thing, at the symptom. They're like medical doctors. They think, oh, well, that's a Fed. Wall Street's bad. It's ugly. It might be filled with corruption, but how did it get there? Well, you know, look to the Fed and the ability to print money out of thin air. Find, you know, exactly where the source is and go there. But so many are into the placation of these things like, well, we need universal health care. Why? Well, what is universal health care? It's universal mandates to participate in an allopathic form of medicine that is the leading cause of death in America. Not the third or the first, based on the stats that we've done through death by modern medicine. So, you know, these people are saying, we want health care. You know, you want disease management. You want to poison people. And yet, you on the left, listen, you'd be like, you're all for cannabis and marijuana. And it's like your fearless leader is sitting there attacking these dispensaries more than Bush ever did. What the hell's wrong with you? Wake up!
That's really the sick thing. And unfortunately, the marijuana legalization movement, which tends to be more lefty, is giving Obama a pass. And I think it's reprehensible that he is getting away with, because he would be better than Mitt Romney. I mean, yeah, he'd be better than Mitt Romney. But how about Gary Johnson? Take a look at him. He's saying he'll completely legalize for everybody. So why not take a look at a third party? You know, don't vote like you're betting on a racehorse, because Obama, what does it matter if Obama is the lesser of two evils? He's still evil. Mm-hmm. He's still a tyrant.
But we still hear that argument. I do. I still, particularly from the left, that it's all about abortion, right? We got to have our right to abortion. It's like, come on. All left and the right have been in charge, and they still haven't made that illegal.
Yep.
I mean, they want this issue to never go away because they know they can polarize you.
That's right. I've never seen the Republicans make a substantive effort to ban abortion. It's all just rhetoric.
It's all rhetoric, and they fry. Oh, but yeah, that's the most important thing. It really is. That the most important? How about your economic liberty? How about your liberty to grow food? How about your liberty to grow food that is medicine and use it to help others? That's not important. No, abortion, the most important thing ever. And I'm not a guy that's, is sitting there going, yes, everybody. No, that's not my point either. But the point is that that wedge issue is being used to manipulate you. Those of you on the left who think it's going to change if Romney's in, abortion is going to be made illegal. It's not going to happen.
Just look at his record. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But I don't want to give that either one of those clowns
right
airtime. You know, I think that's really... Education is so important, and for all the listeners out there, please, you have to take the time to look into what it is you're consuming, whether it's food or medicine,
mm-hmm.
and really research it. Look, the reason I got into this, my mother was murdered by Big Pharma. She had breast cancer, and she was killed by the chemotherapy. And that made me start looking into natural cures, and I found the Gerson therapies, and that just kind of opened up the rabbit hole for me. And so I started to eat a lot more healthy organically, and I started to look at high fructose corn syrup. I eliminated it from my diet, and I've just been kind of going down the rabbit hole. And then I came across cannabis and the research for cannabis as a vegetable. And I think that there's such amazing research out there that the mainstream media is not covering because they are owned by the same mega corporations that own all of the industries that are threatened by this amazing plant that we call a weed. You have to take the initiative to research it yourself and to seek out that information because it is out there on the internet. I don't know for how much longer with cybersecurity.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, there are things that they're going to literally try to collapse because the awareness is growing so rapidly. The question is it too late for them? And we certainly hope so. And it'll only be if you stand up and become aware of this and then act on that information. But yet, if you're sucking down the fluoride and the drugs and the Prozacs, of course, we can't help you. One of the things they can is the structured water technology I talked to Ronnie McMullen about last week. And I would encourage all my listeners to check that out at structuredwatertechnologies.com. Not only purifying, but altering in the structure, regaining the integrity, the communication, and it awakens you. You know, we've got such discordant information purposefully coming out of the old media. We're trying to bring some structure back to it, some order back to it. And in that way, you can see and then hopefully be vital enough to act on the information. We've talked about Royal Raymond Rife, how they say, oh, my gosh, his stuff to cure cancer, it doesn't work. Well, if it doesn't work, then what do you care, right? You cared because it worked, Big Pharma. That's why you used the government to wipe it out. And there are Rife machines. I use the BCX Ultra, and I would encourage you to do so as well. You can give them a call at 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. And, of course, you can ramp up your glutathione production and do extraordinary things by utilizing non-denatured whey protein. We talked about raw dairy, real dairy. Utilize the whey protein. What can you do? You can achieve extraordinary things, detoxification. And you can get that by calling 888-988-3325. Check all the links out in the show notes today at robertscoutbell.com. The documentary film that Danny's working on, it's in process, it's in progress, and truthsquad.tv, can people go there to help out, to make this a reality, to get it out? What do you need to help make this come to fruition?
Yeah, well, you know, I would love to put this film out for free, but plane tickets and, you know, accommodations and being able to go out and get all the information and collect all the research is not free or cheap. So I will put up an article later today if you want to make a donation or if you want to pre-order the DVD, that would be great. And that's a great way that you can help me get this film started. We have a lot of great people. I've interviewed Gary Johnson, Jesse Ventura, Judge Jim Gray. I'm scheduled to get Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center.
Beautiful.
I'd love to get in touch with Mike Adams and get him involved in the project. I think that'd be invaluable. Dr. William Courtney is another doctor who's at the forefront of this research that he's going to be featured in the film as well.
Beautiful. Well, lots of good things happening here. I appreciate all of your efforts in raising awareness, shifting consciousness, and it honors the reason that we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which we do every week on GCN, 5 days additional, Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Again, check it out at truthsquad.tv. Learn more about Danny and the project. That'll be up there as well. We love what you're doing, Danny. And we love all you out there listening and spreading the word of health, freedom, and liberty. Why? Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.